Todd, last week we were having a conversation that was actually prompted by the New York Times reporter Pam Bellick, as she was working on a story about recession depression and the ways that stress is actually affecting us across the whole of the United States.
Yeah, how could it not?
And even people who have jobs are feeling really anxious. They're going to counselling. Take Victoria Villabar, for instance. She joined us last Thursday as she works in a Miami employment agency, and she actually helps people find jobs, but all of their anxiety is actually making her anxious as well.
For me, it really has affected my sleeping, and I sit up, and you know, when it does wake me up in the middle of the night, I generally think of the people that I've talked to throughout the day, but it has certainly affected my sleeping habits.
So the interview last week inspired us to check in with an expert for some advice on keeping mentally healthy during some pretty trying times. And we're joined now by Dr. Robin Koerner. She's a clinical psychologist at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital here in New York City. Good morning, Dr. Koerner.
Good morning.
Robin, tell me about how your work is actually being affected now because of the economy. Can you see it almost as an economic indicator?
Definitely. Times are very tough, as we know, out there. And so we sort of have two groups of people coming in for therapy right now. You have the people who've had direct hits from the economy, or their spouses or family members, job losses, mortgage issues, credit problems. And then you have the second group, the group you were talking about a bit last week, of the people who are just sort of waiting for the shoe to drop. And there's a lot of anxiety and depression happening in both of those groups of people right now.
Can you break it down into male and female? Do men feel different ways of different kinds of stress than women feel even?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we see gender differences in how stress is experienced. The general stress response, you might have heard of the fight or flight response,
right,
when we have overwhelming stress. Well, women tend to do what we call tend and befriend. So when things get very stressful, men tend to become more isolated, separate, whereas women are going to look for support. So if you're married to somebody, let's say, who's lost a job, if your husband has lost a job, he might separate out. He might isolate from you. He might not want to communicate, whereas a woman, she wants to talk. She wants to discuss what's going on. So this can cause major relationship stress.
I've heard lots of reports that changes in station in life, whether upward, up the social chain or downward, can be very stressful. We've heard of people who are poor who win the lottery. You think they'd be happy for the rest mm-hmm. of their life, and they're not because their station changes. That
right.
can be stressful. And, of course, what we're talking about, the other way around, people who are doing well, paying the bills, all of a sudden they can't. Is it anxiety about not having as much money, or are you seeing people who are actually changing their social station, and that it's really affecting them in that way?
That's a great question, and I think it's a little bit of both, and it also ties back to your gender question. Men tend to be very identified with their jobs. Sort of a vice president of a bank. That's how he sees himself. Whereas women aren't so identified with their role in the workforce. It's much more about family and friends, as I was also referring to earlier. The other thing is, in terms of people who are higher up on the social chain, people there tend to feel like their job is who they are as opposed to just a paycheck. And they often don't feel like they have a purpose in their life. So what we're seeing now in counseling situations are people coming in and realizing, what is my purpose in life? Let me take stock. This is actually an opportunity for me to take a look at what I'm doing with my life and what my priorities are.
For people listening, how do they know that they're actually getting some kind of symptoms of stress? How can they recognize this anxiety?
Well, sleep is a big one, as we heard in that interview. Sleep issues, obviously depression, if you're crying a lot, if you're feeling like you can't be with friends and family, changes in weight, breathing issues, chest pain. I mean, anything physical like that is a sign you need to go to a doctor and get it checked out.
And then what do you do about it? You go to the doctor, you get checked out. Is it a mental issue, or is it actually a physical one, or perhaps even a combination of both?
Well, very often mental, psychiatric, and psychological problems can have physical manifestations, but the cause of it is psychological if it's not an underlying medical issue, if you go to a doctor and get checked out. And in that case, there are medications, but also psychotherapy, talking about it. And there are some techniques that you can take away to help manage your anxiety.
We've seen actually on the news and a lot of our news coverage that people are angry.
Mm-hmm.
They're very upset. Is venting actually a really good way of just getting rid of that stress? Just yelling and kicking the wall?
I've heard of places where you can go to actually throw dishes if you want. That's
exactly.
Supposed to help
punching, the old punching pillows,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, some of that discharge is actually a good thing, though. We don't recommend, firearms or throwing objects that can hurt somebody. But the idea of keeping it bottled up, that's not healthy, and that actually can cause a lot of those physical symptoms of stress.
Well, is there anything different about the anxiety that comes from changes in the economy, from people potentially not being able to pay the bills? I mean, stress is all over life, mm-hmm. all the time. People get stressed out and people come for therapy for lots of different
right.
reasons. Is there anything about this that's different? It strikes me that this is so widespread, almost everybody has economic concerns right now. Even take the Madoff situation.
Right.
Even some very wealthy people have lost it all, just to use an extreme example. Is there something different about this in terms of the stress that it causes than normal stresses in life?
Well, the fact that there's so many people going through it and we're hearing about it in the news, all we're talking about it here. I mean, we're not the only people talking about this, and everybody is listening to it and hearing about it all the time. So just how it's just in our culture now that this is happening makes it different. You just can't get away from it.
Dr. Robin Kerner, she's a clinical psychologist at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York. Will you write us a little blog about this subject?
Sure.
What I'd love you to do is tell us what's positive, what we can get out of this
Definitely.
In the future, the positive side
of course.
Of our stress and anxiety. Dr. Robin Kerner, clinical psychologist at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.